Setting aside the time. I recommend that you create a block of time to initialize this process and prepare a workstation with the appropriate space, furniture, and tools. If your space is properly set up and streamlined, it can reduce your unconscious resistance to dealing with your stuff and even make it attractive for you to sit down and crank through your input and your work. An ideal time frame for most people is 2 whole days back to back. The ideal time for me to work with a professional is on a weekend or holiday because the chance of outside disturbance is minimal then. If I work with someone on a typical workday, we first make sure that no meetings are scheduled and only emergency interruptions are allowed. Phone calls are routed to voicemail or logged by secretaries for review and handling during a break. I don't recommend using after hours for this work. It usually means seriously reduced horsepower. For many of the executives I work with, holding the world back for 2 contiguous days is the hardest part of the whole process. The perceived necessity to be constantly available for meetings and communications when they're at work is difficult for them to let go of. That's why we often resort to weekends. It takes a lot of psychic energy to collect and process such a large inventory of open loops, especially when they've been open, undecided, or stuck for way too long. Interruptions can double the time it takes to get through everything. If you can get through all your stuff in 1 contained time period, it gives you a huge sense of control and accomplishment and frees up a reservoir of energy and creativity. Later on, you can maintain your system in shorter spurts around your regular day.